All right, so does that imply that the Bigfoot may have any psychic or paranormal powers? This is all camouflage. It could easily camouflage itself with its ghillie suits. It may understand something about what the Apache scouts understood and employ that. So what evidence do we have that there could be any psychic or paranormal parameter to that? Well, you see this dude here? That's what in Louisiana they call a rougarou. Now, they give it wolf-like characteristics, but you can imagine that if you were in the woods and you saw a Bigfoot, a man-shaped animal covered with hair, that you could imagine it could be a werewolf as well. And in France, they had legends of the loup-garou, which was basically a werewolf, and so the Cajuns brought that tradition over with them to the States, and there are people who think that what the Cajuns think is a loup-garou is actually a Bigfoot. But interestingly, the Cajun fishermen and the people who go way back up in the Chaffalay Basin, they have a superstition, supposedly, that when the rougarou is in the area, things start going haywire and their equipment will quit working for unknown reasons. Their boat motor will cut out. Their, you know, whatever machinery they depend on will start malfunctioning when a rougarou is seen in the area. Well, I knew about that tradition, and I soon found out I was to be tested with that experience. Spiles and I went to join a man that lives right on the Louisiana border, Chester Moore. Chester called me, and he said, "Rob," he said, "I want you to come down. I've had some sightings reported, and I think you might be interested in investigating them with us." He said that, Chester was an outdoor writer for a couple of newspapers in Southeast Texas, in Orange and Port Arthur. And he's a very well-respected outdoor writer and hunting guide. He's a very good guy. Smiles and I both, he's friends of ours. Anyhow, he says, "I think you might want to come down and check this out." And I had just met Smiles, and so I invited Smiles to come along on the investigation. Now, it was cold. This was in January, and we had a norther blow in on the way down there, and by the time we got there, it was about 20 degrees. So we really had to be motivated to go out. And what happened, he said he had somebody contact him and said that they had been out on one of the bayous right off the Sabine River in an area called Blue Elbow Swamp, and that they had seen what they assumed was a wild hog swimming in the water. Said it was a big, black, hairy animal, and they saw it swim across this little channel of the bayou and crawl up the bank. But it said when it got up to crawl up the bank, it reached out with hands. He said it freaked the guy out. He says that wasn't a hog. It actually had arms and hands. So he called Chester. Of course, Chester had a reputation. Chester called me and said, "Let's go check it out." So within 2 days of that initial sighting, we were there. We went out, and Chester was an expert in animal tracks. And we went out, I guess you remember this, Miles. We went out and immediately found some tracks that were suspicious, and we did castings of them, and they weren't shaped like normal humans. They weren't real big, but they didn't look like normal human prints, and they were barefoot, and who would be barefoot in the swamp in 20-degree weather? But on the way out there, Chester is one of those diehard flesh and blood guys, okay? And I told him right as soon as I met him that I thought there was a paranormal aspect to Bigfoot. He didn't think so, but we got to be friends anyhow, so... he invited me to come out. And so as we were going out to where the tracks were, back up a little bit, Smiles and I got on the boat. And he met us in about a 12-foot flat-bottom boat. And we had to go a couple miles up back into the swamp. And his dad was going to meet us there and set up the camp. So as we're getting on his boat, I looked down. And Chester had the name of his boat was Swamp Devil. I said, Chester, so we got in and we were pulling out. And I said, Chester, I said, man, you've been holding out on me. You said, you've been holding out on me. You've been telling me that you were, there's no way this could be anything but flesh and blood. And you're calling your boat the swamp devil? I said, what's that about? And so he just kind of smiled. And so we're pulling out and he's revving up his motor. I said, Chester, I said, you know, that's what the Cajuns call the Bigfoot. And he says, what? I said, they call him a diab, the devil. And he couldn't quite understand what I was saying because his motor was getting louder. So we're revving up, we're going out in the channel. And he says, what? I said, they call him diab, the devil. And I was practically yelling it out at that time. And his motor cut out, went dead right there. I swear to God. And I looked at Chester. I said, Chester, do you realize what just happened? I said, I mentioned the word devil, and your motor goes out. He says, I can't believe it. He said, I've never had any problem with this motor. He said, I checked it this morning. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, his motor had not only gone out, it had become, it froze. He couldn't account for it. So we had some paddles with us. and since I was an old man, I got to supervise Smiles and Chester to paddle us back to the nearest sandbar where we called his buddy for help. Well, his buddy shows up, and his name was Bubba. And Bubba shows up, and he picks us up. We load all of our gear, and he's getting ready to take us out to the camp. And his motor, he couldn't get his motor to start. It just quit working. And I said, man, I'm sorry about that. I said, let me see what I can do. So I got out of Chester's boat. I went over to Bubba's boat, and I did some little stupid thing. I said, okay, it should work now. And he cranked it right up. But that was a bizarre experience because it was too coincidental to be a coincidence, in my opinion.
Do you have anybody there named Brudeau?
Man, we had Chester's dad is a grade A, what they call a grade A coon ass back home. Good people. But I wouldn't let Chester get away with that. I said, Chester, a rougarou knocked his motor out, and you know it. And I said, I don't mind telling you, when that motor went out, I started looking around. And we got out there, and that's when we found the tracks. And whoever had been there, remember this, Smiles? Whoever had been there the night before had left suddenly and left all kinds of, there was some camping gear or something that they abandoned. Somebody left in a hurry.
Camping gear, kids' toys, I think, and shotgun shells in every direction.
Yeah, something showed up and scared these people. They obviously responded with gunfire and they left post haste.
Emptied shotgun shells?
Yes.
And that was in an area literally on Sabine River, right across the river from Louisiana. So that led me to think that there was some substance to the rougarou legends.